Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to be... She always cuts me off. Like,
I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to say hi, and I forgot that Jenny has to tell you what we're going to be talking about. Okay.
I had one of those things where I go, take two. You know, the movie theater.
Yes. Okay. Tell them what this episode's about.
See, that's why I love us and I love our show, because we're goofballs and we're not going to edit this shit. We're just going to continue rolling. So. Yep. Okay, can you zip it for a minute so I could just talk now? Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode, where we will be talking about the self-love experience, a recap, some testimonies, and all that good stuff.
Yes, and that would be the event that took place in January 2024, because we do put on multiple events a year, so... If you're interested to learn what the event's about and how people are experiencing it and their results, then buckle up and stay tuned and listen to this episode.
Yes. How do you feel after that now? That was, these events are amazing. They do take, obviously, a lot of planning and everything, but like, how are you feeling now after it's done?
Relieved.
Yeah.
Well, for me still, as you know, personally, public speaking is not something that I favor. So for me, it's a constant work in progress. So as much as I enjoy sharing my information and the things that I have learned to expand our listeners and our attendees, there's still a bit of a sense of, of stress and anxiety, right? Because I think part of it for me too is like that perfectionist sometimes sneaks up as well. So it's like, oh, maybe I could have learned this better. I could have presented better. So in any case, like as fun as it is to present my context, there's still a little bit of that like, ooh, anxiety coming in. But then when it's all over, it's like taking that deep breath. But I feel like, you get the deep breath too. Like there's a lot of pressure on you in the event, because I feel like the work you do is so different from what I do, right? Like I teach. I'm a teacher out there. I am a teacher, and I literally convey information to the students that are there to learn. And that's it. Whereas your part is so much more emotionally involved, right? Like it's deeper work.
Yeah.
So not only I imagine for you, it's like the heaviness of all that energy that you're feeling from individuals. That's one, but there's the heaviness of probably pressure you feel too, a little bit of like delivering this experience and it being optimal for the people that are there. But how do you feel?
You know what, honestly, like you're gonna laugh at me, but I will say that like no, like I really don't feel that way, because I know that
which way
where you were like that's like delivering and all this, like I just kind of just it just flows out of me. Like I have an idea in my head, right? I take notes on my phone, so I have my phone with me in case if like I'm like, wait a minute, like make sure I cover all the topics in case if I need it. But I have a vision in my head and I'm like, I know, because we've been doing it, we're on our second year now.
Yeah.
And so like, it's there just, so I don't like, again, I love it. I love it. Like you know, we've talked about this. I love this stuff. Like I could literally go talk to a pole. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And so like, again, it's just like, I literally light up doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I would say after the experience, I'm I'm tired, because yeah. it is a lot of emotional healing work that that they get, and going through that and helping them through that journey. Again, because you and I, we have, there's a lot to prep with, you know, making sure that we have X, Y, Z, all that stuff. Like, so that leading up to it, yes, there's work to do and everything like that. But once it's over, I get this feeling of like, I could breathe.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Like, ooh, it's behind me. Like I could breathe.
I will laugh. I do have to say this. Almost after every event that we put on, I do take off the Monday. I take off, you know, like I'd like to take off 1 or 2 days. Just because, again, it's a lot. I just want to take time for myself. Something always happens where I do not get to relax. Something always comes up, and just again, it's been like this since we started, and I'm like, yep, I'm going to take Monday, take it off. And like, no, like, and it's all good. Like, there's nothing, you know, bad or anything. Like I had Becky Jo staying over that night, you know? And so we stayed up late.
We went to get lunch, late lunch and stuff. So you got a little bit of time.
Yes. But it was then the day after that was the unexpected thing that happened in our life. And I was just like, whoa. So I didn't fully get to catch up from the event is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel too, like, I don't want to say disappointed, but like, you know how it is, like when you have a big party or an event that you're like anticipating, right? Like a wedding, right? Like there's all this planning that goes into it, and then the wedding happens, and then you're there like walking out of the venue because it's time, and you're like, oh man, it's all over. Like,
no, I'm so excited because the transformation that just occurred, I'm excited, you know, and I'm like, you know, one, I'm like, whoo, another one down. And like, and I know that what we do and like all the how we're able to like give them the tools and techniques and help them with the transformation. I'm actually excited. It's kind of like they graduated, right? It's like our they're graduating. We're sending them on their way. They just learned some amazing stuff. Went through some amazing things, and I'm excited to hear the testimonies and what comes for them after.
Yeah.
So it's more of an exciting thing for me.
And yeah, you're excited because you'll see the progression of it. And then since, like you're saying, there's another one coming, it's like onto the next one.
Kind of like planting seeds and then watching where they water it or nurture it and seeing what happens afterwards. Because if they continue to do the work and the, you know, and what we've taught them, they're going to continue to grow and evolve. Yeah. And like new things are, you know, it's pretty cool. So,
yeah. Well, so why don't we get into it? Cause I think there's been some cool feedback that we received like immediately the next day. And then the days after where, some of the attendees were really experiencing some profound, significant events in their lives.
Even that day, that night, when we were done with that breath work and meditation piece, that like right there, like she was crying and like, and we were just like, what's going on? I mean, literally, I remember seeing her and her eyes were like bloodshot. Like, I was like, what's going on? I think you knew what happened before I did. Like she had told you, I guess, what had happened. And I just found out like afterwards about her ears.
Uh-huh.
Did she tell you about that? I guess. Okay. Cause I had no idea what happened. But I was just literally just going to hug everybody and say goodbye and all the stuff. And then she was just like in shock or in awe, like, oh my gosh. So basically what happened with her is
one of the attendees.
Yes. So after we were done and we were getting ready to get our things and
before you start, let me fill in a little bit. So this is an attendee. So Jenny does a lot of work that is centered around healing and trauma, as we've said many times before. So some of this work includes introspection and reflection and kind of looking into many facets of self. So this attendee was having a hard time with one of the exercises. Like nothing was coming to her mind to put out on paper. Words were just not coming. So she tapped me on the shoulder and she's like, I'm having such a hard time. Like, what do I do? What do I do? So I kind of slowly just walked her through some things and prompted her so that it would kind of jigger her mind a little bit. And it was like a light bulb went on. She was like, oh, wait, this is not about them. This is about me. So then that set her off. She started just to write away, like literally write, physically write words that correlated to wherever her thought went. I don't want to just go and, yeah, you know, speak to her personal stuff. So she finally like took off, went deep into the exercise. And then go ahead, Jenny.
So then after when we were done, so after we do that exercise, we do a couple different exercises to help them release and get energy flowing and get unstuck trapped stuff in our body, right? Out.
Yeah.
So she was telling me, she's like, oh my gosh, like, and maybe you'll know a little bit more than I do, because she was actually sending me a message more about this because I wanted more detail. But I guess basically her ears were clogged up for a very long time.
Yes.
She's been going to doctors and all, mm-hmm, like ENT and trying to figure out how to get her ears unclogged. And with that release that we did at the self-love experience, like it released it and her ears popped and
unclogged.
Opened up. And she was literally crying. She was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that was like, you know, again, if you guys are really, some of you are going, oh, well, that's like no big deal. But like when you guys are feeling like you have like water in your ears or your ears are clogged and you really can't fully hear for a long time and you've been trying to go to the doctor and, or you have been going to the doctor and nobody could help you. But then all of a sudden you have like, you just do a simple like release technique through breath work and all of that. And it, bam, pops it open. Like that was so exciting for her. So yeah, I'm, that's just one of them that happened.
Yeah. Yes.
That was pretty cool. And then, the next day, somebody else sent me a private message and she said, this may sound really weird to you, but I have to explain something to you. This woman had been dealing with fibromyalgia for like many years, and she knows that it is related to the trauma of her mother wounds. And she literally just hated her mother, like so much trauma in her life from her mother wound. And she's been trying to get help for many, many years through therapy, there's so many modalities that she's been trying to do. And one of her friends, like her massage therapist, said, you need to come. You need to come. Like, just, I've been going, like, trust me, you need to come. And she didn't even tell her why she needed to come. She just said, you have to come. So she didn't really understand like what to expect. She didn't really know what was going on. She just said, you just need to come. So she literally was like, just could not believe that like the next couple of days, she was able to vacuum her house, which she hasn't been able to hold a vacuum because of the pain that was in her hands and everything. And she said, and not only that, she said being able to like cook ground beef and stuff like that, where she was not in any pain. And she said, I'm blown away at like, well, and I go, well, honey, I go, you know, that's work that you did that you released. I just helped you guide you through it, mm-hmm, and taught you something to help you release it. But like, she goes, I know it may sound weird or whatever. I go, nothing sounds weird to us at all. Like the things that people tell us, like nothing like shocks me, nothing. So
right.
She's just so, so, so excited. And she was like already bought ticket for the next time, because she's like, if that happened just in like 5 hours of work, I can only imagine what's going to happen like after the next one.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, it's just such a huge testament to emotional release work. You know, when we release emotions that have been stuck for years in our bodies, in our being, that leaves room for so much more to come in. So for those of you who, once again, have thought about it, have been on a fence or are interested, and yet you haven't tried it, try this work. I dare you to. Doesn't have to be the self-love experience, but go somewhere where you are releasing emotions and you're doing work and exercises that are maybe a little different than you used to.
Yes.
Just unconventional.
Open up.
Yep.
Open up. You know, so many of us. Well, one thing I say, I'm very excited for the new generation because they're very open.
Yeah.
And they're coming in strong of like knowing. They're understanding this already. Where us that are in their 50s, you know, 40s, 50s.
The baby boomers.
Yeah. We were taught you don't talk about emotions, you stuff that stuff down and you don't talk about it. And so a lot of us that are, you know, there really have a lot of trapped stuff inside of us and we need to get it out. And that's the thing. It's, you need to get it out. Cause if you don't, you're going to have all these health issues coming up, all the disease, all of the illnesses are going to start showing up because your body is trying to talk to you. It's literally going, hi, hello. Like we let's work on this because we don't have to deal with this stuff. So it's been pretty cool. I would say honestly that the past self-love experience has been probably one of the most where people have experienced, like the testimonies have been incredible from all the ones in the past. And like, I noticed even like, you know, Natalie, who's been coming, working with me for a long time.
Yeah.
She's been around us for a long time. I know that she had a breakthrough when you were teaching. At some point I was like, you know, she wasn't doing one of the exercises and I went up to her and I was like, hey, I'm like, you know, did you write your letter? She's like, oh, I'm good. Like I did it already. Like I'm good. I'm like, so you have nobody, you know what I mean? We were just talking
because
she was chit-chatting with Anna and she's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, oh, awesome. But when you were speaking, she started crying and it was interesting because it's how different, you know, she's been coming and work for a long time, but how like some of it resonated and some of it were like, you were able to bam. And like, she started crying with something that you were talking about. And I think it was about like the self-concept stuff of like, you know, the world is you and all that. So that was interesting.
Yeah. You know, like one thing I will say, for individuals that have done this work or are in the middle of it or have been dedicating a lot of time already to it, don't ever, ever, ever come at it with an attitude, oh, I already know it. Because the minute those words come out of your mouth, you are blocking yourself from receiving any other intuitive nudges, hits, knowledge that is meant for you to hear. Because you could have heard something 100 times, but that 101 time is going to be the one that's going to freaking crack you open as long as you are open to receiving it. So that is one thing I have learned because I used to do that too. I used to be like, oh yeah, I know. And I would just block myself and limit myself from receiving even more contents, more healing. So that's the one thing I think that is important. But then the other coin, the flip side of it is how amazing it is to know that like you can go and experience something multiple times and then the 10th time it hits you a different way, you know? So it's a testament to not giving up, being open and also not blocking yourself. Don't think that you know it all. Don't be a know-it-all. And I'm not saying that anyone is a know-it-all, but you get what I'm saying. You get my point. Be open to learning always, 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 as an A-L-A-W-A-Y-S, always, A-L-L-W-A-Y-S, right? Always, always. Just like, I'll tell you a funny story. Funny story. A-L-W-A-Y-S. Always.
Oh, okay.
And then
right.
Always. Two words.
I messed up because I was saying A L L space W A Y S. All.
That's the second one. Always. Okay. Always.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's you're always open to always. Okay, just
I
like.
Crack myself up. Sorry.
Just like as within. Right. Yes. So without. And the reason I'm bringing this is for so long, I remember when I would hear this, I would hear as within, and I understand, like, okay, as within, right? As within me. So without, but my brain would go to like without, as in one word, without, without. And I'm like, as without what? As without what? I'm like, this saying doesn't make sense, because my brain didn't think like, oh no, it's two words, as without. So yeah, that's the always.
You know, and it's almost like, you know, when you watch a movie for the second time or a third time, you're like,
yes.
Oh, or like reading a book again, you know, like, oh, I read that book before. Oh yeah, but let me tell you, when you reread that book or listen to that book again, you're going to hear things that you didn't hear the first time, because when you evolve and level up, you just keep growing and you're like, oh, and it hits you a different way. That's the same thing with what we do. And it's like, it's not one and done. Like, we're always, always changing and evolving and growing and healing. It's like, but yes, I love what you said, is like, don't go in like, I already know this, I did it last time, I already did that. Like, go in with an open mind, yeah, open to receiving something else, because you never know what you're going to experience this time around. It's beautiful.
I just got a text from someone that is saved as Scarlett's dad in my phone. I was like, who is that?
Here's a trigger for her. No.
No, that's why it's Scarlett's dad. Anyway, yeah, it's
as you guys could tell, we are so not professional. We just sit here, it's like a girlfriend talk right now, like talking on the phone right now. Like, we're not recording a podcast right now, we're just chit chatting with you on the phone, and
hey, man,
we're recording it for you guys so you guys could hear in our conversation.
It's real life, you know. We sometimes get emotionally triggered by things, and in my instance, for those of you that went to the event, you understand. For those of you that didn't, well, next time go to the event, you're going to get the tea. You're going to get the scoop. You would have gotten the scoop, because there was some scoop. And yeah, now you don't have it.
Yes.
But if you really, really want to know, I mean, you could reach out to me and I'll tell you.
Or we'll just create another podcast. We'll do that.
Actually, I'm writing a book about it. So how about that? Well, wait for the book, but you might have to wait a long time. But yeah, going back, squirrels over here, going back to the event. So are there, you know, have we heard any other testimonies that came back that like were eye-opening, or, you know, were profound for people?
I mean, I think those right there with the whole like fibromyalgia thing, that, you know, those testimonies right there are like incredible.
Yeah.
And also, you know, giving people a different perspective on life, of showing them that they are the miracle, like, mm-hmm, not looking for answers outside of them, that it is within them. We're all born with it. You know, we forgot. And then, you know, we just start becoming our surroundings around. And if you have unhealed parents, well, you know, that's going to suck too. Things that you're going to have to heal from and everything. But it was beautiful. Like, it was really beautiful. And, you know, I think one of the exciting things too, that we had somebody there that is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Does work with, she, you know, has a published book with Hay House. If you guys don't know who Hay House is, you know,
it's a really good book, by the way.
Yes. And a big publisher with the Hay House company. But so she was there, and I think it was so beautiful, because I just told her, I said, wow. And like, you know, the healer is coming for some healing.
Uh-huh.
Man, she had such
a
huge, actually, Becky Jo was on our podcast. You guys can go back down, and we've recorded a podcast together. Just scroll down some of the episodes or we'll try to find it for you. But she was there and had literally such a huge release. I swear to God, like, her release like threw me back into the mirror. It was so powerful. And I think even her stuff like got other people going too, in releasing and all that stuff. So it was beautiful. Like, and she was like, wow. She's like, not many people could get me to cry or to get me to open up. And she goes, that was powerful. That mirror work was powerful.
Yeah. And, well, and that's episode 35, by the way.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Go to episode 35 and you can listen to that. But she's still doing her work and all that stuff. But she was just going through something in her life right now that she just needed support. She needed community. She needed, you know, some guy, you know, whatever. And it
was release.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, you guys. So, you know, just highly recommend coming to the next one. And we don't have a date yet, but, you know, let us know. Tickets are available. But yeah, all I could say is you got to just start doing something. And again, even if it isn't the self-love experience, then let it be something else that you go and you get some healing and stuff like that. But one thing I will say is make sure that, you know, you definitely are looking for people that have been through it, that have done it, kind of learn their story about what they've been through. Cause you really want to work with people that are working with life experience, not just a textbook, because textbook is just textbook. And I feel that when you're really find somebody that's been through similar things that could help you. And like, how'd you do it? What helped you? And let them give you the tools and techniques that have helped them through their stuff.
Yeah. If you want textbooks, that's what therapy's for.
Exactly. Because one of my clients told me the other day, because of insurance, you know, the doctor recommended a therapist, and it was ended up being like a 22-year-old girl or something like that. And she laughed. She laughed. She literally went in there and was like, what? Like, she's in her 40s, and then she's going to listen to a 22-year-old girl. I would have left. I couldn't have done it. Because really, what life experience have you been through? No, you're going to teach me textbook stuff, and that's not what I need. I want life experience. So no, guys, please don't do that. Because unless you just want somebody, you know, maybe you just need therapy counselor that is just going to listen to you. And so be it. If that's what you need, go ahead and do it. But you know, I know what we do works, and it's beautiful, and I'm excited for the next one too, but just really excited for these testimonies and transformations of what people have been experiencing, and just getting better and better and better. And I love it.
Yeah, no, it was really good. And I think part of me feels that what also contributed to maybe a different experience this time is the atmosphere too.
Yeah.
You know, we changed locations, which allowed us two different spaces for the teaching part, where we're just, you know, sharing information and content with our attendees, versus this almost like stepping into this other world, this healing sanctuary.
Yes.
With this wall of mirrors that is really serene and cozy and safe and warm, right? It just provided a different vibe, and I feel it provided this feeling of being safely held as they were working through their traumatic emotions, as they were sharing the bits and pieces of themselves on those mirrors. And then as they were sharing the bits and pieces of themselves, as they were doing the breath work, because they're, you know, those individuals that were crying or screaming and releasing with voice felt safe enough to do so in the environment. So I think all this to say that I think the atmosphere also shifted this for our attendees, and it just felt better. At least that's what I observed.
I will agree. The new location was beautiful. It just felt different.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more, I would say, feminine, more healing, more loving. Like, I love
absolutely
the other place. Oh my God, so grateful. But I always spoke that like it was a little bit more masculine in there and everything. Yeah. But like having that two separate spaces that we could go into was just, it was really beautiful. Like it was, yes, so grateful for that. And definitely a different experience, especially when you were teaching. And in the beginning, like with all those mirrors for the outside coming in, it was so bright.
Yeah.
No. And so it was, but then we were able to go into the other room where it was more secluded.
Mm-hmm.
So the glass was, what do you want to call it? What am I looking for? The word.
What glass? You mean the windows?
No, I'm sorry. The windows were.
The curtains were down. Yes. And covered.
But
I mean,
but there was like the shading or whatever that was clouded out. What I can't think of the word that I'm looking for.
There was shears in all windows, people.
No,
and
but
there were some sheer maybe blinds and the doors is what you're trying to say.
No,
opaque.
No.
Opaque is
Thank
the
you.
word.
Thank you. Okay. It's like they were, yeah. You hear me out. You cannot see through the windows in there.
Okay. That's not where you're going. The windows were blocked. They weren't opaque because opaque means that you could slightly see through them.
Okay. Well, anyways, to me, they were shaded out. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. But anyways, it was beautiful. Just that whole room, it was peaceful and it was a beautiful container to be able to do this work in.
Yeah. Yeah. It just set a nice tone. And for the breath work part, we were able to really tone the lights down and really, you know, and it would like the warmth helps, right? Because this is a yoga studio, so obviously the heat is regulated, and it's, and I think there was there maybe hot yoga before, so it was like the studio was warmed up.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Definitely. So yeah, on that note, I think that's all about that we have for you here. It was great. I'm grateful. So happy that you guys continue to show up and showing up for yourself, not just for us. It's really about you guys and helping you guys see this beautiful life that you guys can have and knowing that you're in control. And yeah, I can't wait till the next one. And Margaret, and you have something going on right now that you're teaching.
Oh, my recalibrate.
Yes.
The experiment. Yes. Although at this point we are closed for new attendees, but recalibrate the experiment is, I think, something I'm going to expand into next month as well. But this month's vision for it was to share with the community my manifesting formula, my three-step formula that I have utilized to manifest things in my life, including money. And this month we were focusing on wealth, on money. So I really took the time to teach the women that are in that group my formula and how to implement it. And there's a whole blueprint for it that is made easy to understand and incorporate into your daily routine. So that's what we're in a phase where we're incorporating it now. We just started this week because I taught all last week. So it's going to be fun to see what results we get from this. We already are getting, you know, some people are already having little moments of celebration where they're manifesting money in different ways. So it's been really cool and exciting. But for me, yeah, that's been my focus and will continue to be my focus because manifestation is something that, like, you know, rings true to who I am and what I love to talk about and teach. So, yeah.
And Margaret and I were talking about, like, with the self-love experience, that what she teaches and what I teach are like two different, well, they are, but they're not. But when the stuff that we do, that I do at the experience, like, it's deep, you guys, it's deep, right? And so we just like have felt that what she teaches, it should be maybe like on another day or, you know what I mean? So we're trying to figure this out. Like eventually we would love to just do like a retreat and do like a 2-day thing or something like that. We're looking into that. But for the next self-love experience, Margaret will not be teaching. We're going to totally be hyper focused on healing,
yep,
really going deep in there, but she is still teaching. So, you know, obviously keep
yep.
tuning in. She's got her stuff like online and all that stuff, but like, we're going to give it a shot next time, see how this goes, and then go from there. Like I said, we just keep, every time that we do them, we kind of just get knowledge and kind of, you know, and all that, just see how it flows. And we want to give you guys a really beautiful, wonderful experience. And both of them are, but it just wasn't like connecting with each other. Right. At that moment, like here we are.
It just felt like, I feel like you're saying, you know, if we had more time, it would be a little bit different. And I think it's important for people, not that it's so important for people to understand manifestation, because we're doing it every day, right? So the more people can understand how it truly works, the more that they can create the lives that they desire, for lack of a better term. But point being here is, I think that the majority of the self-love experience has been focused on more of that deep down inside digging and healing that, yeah, we both feel like it makes more sense to like focus solely on that, so people can have more time to integrate, and as well possibly add like maybe another module or tool to help them dig even further. And then, you know, in the future, yeah, as Jenny said, you know, once we decide to go with you know, with retreats, or whether we would have a 2-day event, then we can, you know, bring this back. But until then, all my stuff is available online. So if manifestation is something that you're super interested in, I have a course available for you, and I have a group that you know, a community that I have as well that is dedicated to that. So always feel free to reach out to me, and I will point you in the right direction. Or just tune into any of my social media channels for that.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that you guys get the most out of the experience. And our mentors and stuff that we've gone to before is like a 3-day event, right?
Yeah.
And what Margaret teaches is on day 3. So imagine, you know what I mean? It's like going throughout. That's what we're trying to bring you guys in an experience in one day. It's not enough. Your brain cannot handle everything that happens at the self-love experience and then be able to, you know, gather all that information, take it, because your brain's like, what just happened? So that's why we had come to that, you know, that one day is just not enough for both of those to be taught. So we'll be looking into that. So the next self-love experience will be just focused on the healing and all that. And until we are able to come up with like a 2-day or something, 2-day, you know, a retreat, that would be wonderful.
I think a retreat would be fun.
Yes. 2-3 day, something like that. For sure. We have so much to teach you guys.
I vote for that.
Yes, me too. Woo woo. All right. Well, I think that wraps up today's topic, and love you guys. And again, thank you for cheering us on. And as we say every single time, please rate us, give us a review, share this. It's the only way that we could help heal other people and keep this going.
Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you.
Until next time.
Bye.